Is it possible Atlanta is at risk of overcrowding? Last month, the Atlanta Regional Commission reported nearly 80,000 new people in the metro region since last year. That's the highest growth rate since the Great Recession. How this will affect your commute, your rent, your space to walk down the street is still to be seen. With me to talk about all of this is Mike Carnathan, a researcher with the Atlanta Regional Commission. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, Tony. How are you doing?
Great. Thanks for being here. And Chris Leinberger is a professor in the School of Business at George Washington University. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
Mike, let me start with you. What are the population growth projections that you are looking at, right, for Atlanta in the next, say, two decades or so?
It's essentially par for the course. Metro Atlanta has been one of the fastest growing metro areas in the nation. We are one of three metropolitan areas that added a million plus people between 2000 and 2010. We still rank fourth in the nation in total population growth since 2010, and we're projecting about another 2.5 million more people in the 20-county ARC area.
Are you kidding me?
I am not kidding.
Okay, so that kind of growth is, I suppose, a good thing. It speaks about job growth in some other areas. It's a challenging thing as well. What's the top challenge for an organization like yours that's involved in the planning on how to deal with this kind of growth?
So, you know, there's that old adage that people vote with their feet. And so when you see good population growth, that means you're doing something right.
Yeah.
And when we look, you know, 25, 30 years into the future, and we forecast a population, we're assuming that infrastructure gets built. And so that's, you know, one of the concerns that we always look at in our long-range planning is what is the transportation infrastructure going to be needed to accommodate the 2.5 million people? What are the water infrastructure needs going to be? And so we, you know, factor all of that stuff in when we're developing our forecast.
Chris Leinberger, you hear the growth projection that Mike just gave us for Atlanta, and what do you think?
I think it's a fabulous problem to have, and you will absolutely accommodate it, and you'll accommodate it in your existing footprint because you've got plenty of land inventory to accommodate that growth and more.
Huh. Do you see sprawl as a potential problem? Some would say it's a problem already. How about gentrification of neighborhoods?
No, sprawl's not going to be your issue in the future. That obviously 25 years ago, if you were anybody, you were outside of the perimeter. Today, you're inside. And, you know, keep in mind that Paris, France, has twice your population in the metro region, but you have five times more land. So you're built at one-tenth the density of metro Paris. And I don't think anybody feels sorry for people who have to live in Paris. And what you do need, just as Mike has said, and of course ARC has just been the leader in this. You have one of the most effective council of governments in the country. And that the whole issue is, one, infrastructure. And that, of course, means MARTA and the Beltline. The Beltline rail system is critical. And two, you know, open the floodgates to build more housing. The major challenge for gentrification is because there's a limitation in many jurisdictions on allowing housing to be built.
You mentioned the Beltline rail system, and you see that as one of the most important developments. Tell me why.
It's the most important rail transit project in the country. Because think back to the 60s when there were radial freeways coming out of downtown Atlanta, 75, 85, 20. And then some smart graduate student probably came up with the idea that why don't we have lateral links connecting those radials, and you got the perimeter. Well, every metro area in the country did the same thing. Well, the same thing's applying to the Beltline. It's the lateral connections between the radial MARTA system coming out of downtown. And you're seeing it right now, even just though it's in the planning stage, just this boom on the east side. Mm. Hopefully that'll happen around the entire 22-mile line.
Okay, so we've talked to Atlantans about growth, population growth here in Atlanta. This is Matthew Rich. He is a student at Georgia Tech, and he's really concerned about the population surge in Atlanta.
Basically, I've been in and around on the roads of Atlanta for like my whole life, and the traffic has definitely gotten worse, at least in my perception. I think a lot of that has to do, we've only established one mode of transportation really in the city, which is cars. So I'd love to see more people walking around, more people riding bikes. I live on a college campus right now, and everyone rides bikes, and it's great.
Mike, what does the future of transportation in a city like Atlanta, Dreamforce, imagine it? Help us see the future for transportation in a city like Atlanta.
So in the last couple of years, the state and local jurisdictions have ponied up to have just unprecedented investment in new transportation infrastructure. You look at the city of Atlanta and MARTA. You know, MARTA passed a sales tax to bring in, around about $2.5 billion more dollars to that system within the city. You have counties throughout the region that are passing TSPLOS. The state stepped up with new funding mechanisms for new transportation investments. And so right now we're seeing an unprecedented opportunity to make those transportation infrastructures that we need to accommodate the population growth.
And what does that look like in the future? Is that more bike lanes? Is that heavy rail? Is it light rail? What does it look like?
It's a little bit of everything. We know that, options are critical for our transportation system. And so, we're doing lots of planning around bike and pedestrian facilities. We're doing lots of planning on, transit, new transit facilities, new types of transit. So it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Chris, you're in D.C. That's a city that's grown pretty dramatically in population. Can you compare the two cities, D.C., Atlanta, in the ways they've met the challenge of population growth or frankly, perhaps dropped the ball?
Very well, because basically Atlanta and D.C. are two peas in a pod. They are as close to one another as any two metro areas in the country as far as all the population size boom during the late 20th century. And both got the 1970s rail systems. However, D.C. has expanded its rail system dramatically over the last 30 years. There's a site up here called Greater Washington, and it has a link to the growth of the metro system over the last 30 years, and it takes 30 clicks to see all the growth. In Atlanta, it would take 7 clicks. You have so underinvested in that gift that the taxpayers of this country gave you, and now you're finally, just as Mike has said, you're finally stepping up to investing in it for maintenance and for operations, but also you've got to expand it. And that, again, the Beltline's part of that. I realize the Beltline's not part of MARTA, but it's, the rail system. And by the way, the other thing that is really important, D.C. is now the largest city in the country for bike transportation, as far as people getting around by bike. It's about 5%. We all know that the Scandinavian countries are at 30, 40%. This is the cheapest way we can add a major new component to our transportation system is by biking. And oh, by the way, you're a whole lot healthier doing it.
If you're just joining me, I'm speaking with ARC researcher Mike Carnathan and George Washington University business professor Chris Lineberger. Mike, I know you're looking at the issue of connectivity. I mean, you're not just looking at Atlanta, you're looking at how many different counties now in Georgia?
Well, we have 159 counties in Georgia, and ARC has different footprints. And so the population estimates that we released, we added 78,000 new residents. That's for the 10-county footprint.
Yeah.
And so it just depends on how you want to define
the region. Yeah, okay, so connectivity has to be an issue that you're talking about, working on. I remember a segment we had here on the air not too long ago where we were talking about Gwinnett County's growth. And are you talking about connectivity with DeKalb and with counties like Gwinnett and having those systems joined, for example, MARTA? I know that's been a big issue for Gwinnett.
When you talk about the issue of connectivity broadly, most of the workers in each of our counties leave the county to go to work.
That's right.
And so there's lots of different ways to talk about connectivity. There's transportation connectivity. There's just basic accessibility. And what we've seen in the past couple of decades is kind of these urban areas pop up in traditionally suburban spaces. They're bringing jobs, they're bringing housing, and that's another different, I mean, that's a different way of connectivity. Mm-hmm. And so what we're seeing is, yes, City of Atlanta in particular is booming in terms of population growth, but some of our suburban counties and the growth that they're receiving today is fundamentally different than it was, say, 20, 25 years ago.
Well, and Mike, Chris says you've got room to grow, and this is a good problem to have. Is that how you see it?
Absolutely.
And Chris, last thoughts from you in terms of do you worry about Atlanta in terms of creating the kind of green spaces, water resources, and finding the space to accommodate the people who are on their way to Atlanta?
Actually not. I think you are really thinking this through very carefully. The Council of Governments, the various planning groups down there, and the market is responding that, you know, half of your new absorption of office space, rental apartment, retail space is going to what's referred to as walkable urban places right now. Half of it.
Wow.
Sprawl's over in Atlanta.
All right.
And Mike has talked about the urbanization of the suburbs. Big issue.
Chris Lineberger is a professor in the School of Business at George Washington University. And Mike Carnathan is a researcher with the Atlanta Regional Commission. Gentlemen, thank you both.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.